Here, all of a sudden, death comes on. And, I mean, comes on so suddenly. Up until just a few years ago, I felt like I was still 30. But now, suddenly, God, I mean, ultimately shoots His arrows at me. And the health is gone. And it comes and consumes that which is precious to us like a moth. And our health is gone. Things don't coordinate anymore. Things don't work anymore. I can't lift up my head anymore. I can't sit at the desk anymore the way I want. I can't sing anymore the way I want. I can't give it the strength I'd like. You tend to think when a guy is sick, he's going to be able to read his Bible more. And he's going to be able to pray more. Forget it. It doesn't work that way. Everything's less. Death is an enemy. And I'm telling you, you better use your strength. You better use your youth. Every bit of it while you've got it, you better make it count. You better make it count now. If you know it's right, if you know it's right, you better do it now. And get at it. Don't postpone. Do not procrastinate. Don't do it. Don't say there's another day. Don't say there's greener grass on the other side. Don't be fooled like that. It's the devil's lie. Death is an enemy. And so we die. Yeah. Men of God go down. Women of God go down. The saints of God go down. Why do they go down? It seemed like they got so much to contribute. They got so much to share. You got so much to share. God has built. He built you, Mark. He's building a man of God. He's not troubled to do it. He's not worried about it. He's not anxious about it. He's not weak when he comes to building another man. And so he'll take you down. And it seems like all that accumulated wisdom, all that accumulated knowledge, it just goes down. And it seems to be so wasted. It seems like poured out milk, spilled wine. But I'm telling you, I say again, He's not weak. And He's nothing bother Him again to build another man. And He delights in it. It seems like He delights in the process as much as the end. And so here you are, called to walk with God. Called to walk with God. On the face of the earth, in the midst of the devil's camp, right here to sing the songs of Zion in the enemy's camp. What a privilege is ours. What a privilege to share the Word of God. What a privilege to hold forth the truth of God in the midst of a world of lies. Lies. We have got so much truth. You've got so much truth, dear brethren. You be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Good stewards. You take care of it. You cherish it. You memorize it. You preach it. You share it at the filling station. You share it at the grocery store. Get it out some way, somehow. Live it.